A blessed good morning to our listeners across Barbados and wherever this broadcast is heard. It is my pleasure to greet all of you in the wonderful name of Jesus and to welcome you to another Because He Lives broadcast, brought to you by the Church of the Nazarene and made possible by the kind support from our friends at Federal Motor Spares. My name is Claire Cuffley McLean. I am representing the Sunday School Departments of the Southern Zone. As most of you are aware, the month of May is Child Month, and we continue to highlight and celebrate the children of our various Sunday schools. We are happy to have this morning the Sunday School Departments from the churches within the Southern Zone, Gemswick and Pilgrim Road. I will now invite our chairperson, Michael Small, from the Pilgrim Road Church to lead us in today's broadcast.
Thanks, Auntie Claire. Good morning, radio listeners. We, the children of the Southern Zone, are pleased to present the final program for Child's Month. Our theme for this morning's program is Do Not Be Afraid. We will now have our opening prayer, and this will be done by Sienna Austin of the Pilgrim Road Church.
Good morning. Let us pray. Dear God in heaven, you are great and mighty, and we thank you for this opportunity to share your word through this radio program. We pray that everyone hearing it will be truly blessed. We pray that they will hear something they can use in their lives to please you. We thank you, Lord, for our Sunday school teachers, our parents, and others who helped us to make this possible. We are blessed that all the children participating in this service. God, help us not to be afraid, but to trust you as well as tell others about you. Lord, thank you for making our hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Sienna. Next, we will have a poem entitled God is Near by Jemiah Miller from the Gemswick Church.
The title of the poem, God is Near. When we think we are alone, God still sees all our tears. He beholds our greatest fears. Though we sometimes do forget it, we are in the palm of His hand. He gives us strength and courage, our every battle to withstand. Although He may seem silent, He's never really far away. We can approach Him quickly. All we have to do is pray.
It is good to know that God is near. Thank you, Jemiah. Zaria Harris and Kiana and Nayana Squires from the Gemswick Church will now sing the song Rejoice by Sanat.
I'm gonna dance and praise Him. It doesn't matter what comes my way. The greater one is inside of me. His name is Jesus. I'm born a winner, born and victorious. I'm a heir of His kingdom, filled with the Holy Ghost. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It doesn't matter what comes my way. The greater one is inside of me. His name is Jesus. I'm born a winner, more than victorious. I'm an heir of His kingdom, filled with the Holy Ghost. I rejoice in Him. I rejoice. Rejoicing, more than a conqueror, more than a conqueror. prosper. The greater one lives inside of me. His name is Jesus. I'm born a winner, born and victorious. I'm a heir of his kingdom, filled with the Holy Ghost. The greater one lives inside of me. His name is Jesus. I'm born a winner, born a victorious. I'm a heir of his kingdom, filled with the Holy Ghost. I rejoice in him. I rejoice in him. I rejoice in him.
More than a conqueror.
More than a conqueror. I rejoice in him. I rejoice in him. I rejoice in him.
More than a conqueror.
More than a conqueror.
Rejoice.
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 Rejoice. More than a conqueror.
Rejoice.
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 More than a conqueror.
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 More than victorious,
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 more than victorious. I rejoice in him. I rejoice in him.
Thank you for that song. We will now have an original poem called Giants, written by Darius Breyer and done by Solana Clark, both from the Gainswick Church.
The title of this poem is Giants. Giants are a part of life. Illnesses, struggles in relationships, schoolwork. At times, we are faced with the only one. Other times, one piles on top the other, and it feels as though it's us alone against the entire world. But we are never alone. There is one, though invisible. His power is invincible. He who promised us that he would never leave nor forsake us. He who cannot lie, so in his promise we can trust. All we have to do is be strong and courageous. But how can we be brave when we take a look at ourselves? Then we look at our giants, realizing they're far out of our league. How can we be brave when the equation seems unsolvable? It's simple. Add God to the equation and our giants are subtracted. Suddenly, these giants are cut down to dwarf size. For with God, the impossible becomes possible. The unachievable, achievable. The unbeatable, beatable. So there is no need to be afraid of the dark, because he is the light that shines in the dark, and the darkness has not overcome it.
Thanks for that original poem. Keep up the good work. We will now have a poem, Do Not Fear, by Sierra Hollingsworth from Pilgrim Road, Nazarene.
Do not fear. God is beside you. He's on your side. He'll get you through. Do not be frightened. Jesus will protect you. He'll keep you safe in whatever you do. Do not be afraid. His spirit is within you. He'll never leave. To you, he'll be true. Do not fear. What can man do? As long as Jesus lives inside of you.
It is good to know we don't have to fear. The Bible lesson is taken from Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 9, and it will be read by Nicholas Bob from Genswick, Nazarene.
Good morning to all listeners. I will be reading Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river of Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not be any man able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide the inheritance, the land that I swore upon their forefathers to give to them. Only the strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to the according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest.
We will now have a monologue entitled Do Not Be Afraid by Savannah Boyce from the Pilgrim Road Nazarene.
9:30 and I'm still awake. I have been lying here in bed for the past 2 hours trying to get to sleep. And sleep wouldn't come at all. It just wouldn't come. Tossing and turning, placing the pillow over my head, tossing and turning. Still, no sleep. I have to go to school tomorrow. I need a proper night's sleep so that I wouldn't be tired in my classes. Ugh. Tomorrow's a big day, a really big day. A big day, a huge day, a gigantic day. I am so nervous. I don't know how I will be able to handle this big task ahead of me. I can still hear my farm teacher, Miss Leacock, as if she was right next to me. And I can clearly see her face as she said those words. Those words that are playing over in my head over and over again. Those words that make my palms sweat every time I hear them so clearly in my head. Those words that still make my mouth feel dry even now as I toss in my bed. Savannah, you're going to be our farm captain for this school term. Me? Farm captain? I am not farm captain material. I do not know how to direct my classes. I'm too shy and quiet. And besides, the last farm captain we had was really good. He was the perfect leader and everybody loved him. I could never measure up to him. The teacher always said that he was the best farm captain ever. Who would want to listen to me and my soft voice? Who would obey me? I don't want to go to school tomorrow. You know what? My mom always tells me that when I do not know what to do, ask God to help me. And my Sunday school teacher said that there is always something in the Bible to help us. Dear God, please help me to remember something or someone from the Bible that can help me now. Help me to think of someone, God. Please, please, please. So there's a special man in the Bible, Joshua. At Joshua chapter 1, God called Joshua to lead the Israelites into the land that he had promised to them. This was definitely not an easy task for Joshua. I can only imagine the thoughts that went through his head. Maybe thoughts just like mine. Maybe Joshua also thought that he would not be a good leader. Moses was a well-known leader who had a great track record. He led the Israelites out of Egypt and freed them from slavery. By God's power, Moses parted the Red Sea for his people to cross when the Egyptians were chasing them. He was the one who received the commandments from God. So Joshua must have been so anxious when God told him to lead the Israelites into the Promised Land after Moses died. Joshua had some pretty big shoes to fill. At Joshua chapter 1 verse 2, God told Joshua to get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land. So, if God knew Moses and God knew the Israelites and God knew Joshua, and he chose Joshua to pick up where Moses left off, then he must know that Joshua could do the task. Maybe, just maybe, God chose me to be farm captain, to be the leader of my class at this time. Maybe, just maybe, God knows that I can do this task, just like Joshua. But I'm still so scared. What if I messed up? What if I don't do well? Will people laugh at me? Savannah, shake it off. Think, girl, think. What happened in Joshua's case? As Joshua stepped into Moses' big leader shoes, God immediately reminded him to be courageous. But that's not all. Verse 9 of Joshua's chapter 1 is so comforting and encouraging. It goes, "Have I not recommended you? Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." I need to memorize this Bible verse. I will repeat it now until I learn it. Joshua chapter 1 verse 9. Have I not commanded you?
Wherever you go.
Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. God did not leave Joshua on his own. God told him, Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. God promised to be with Joshua wherever he goes. And he was. God was with Joshua as he fought and won many battles. God is saying the same thing to me that he said to Joshua. I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to be discouraged. God is with me. I am not alone. With God's help, I will be the best farm captain ever. Thank you, God. Boy, I'm sleepy.
Thank you, Savannah. Don't be afraid. I know you will make a wonderful farm captain. The children of the Pentecostal Church of the Nazarene will now sing the song, Be Strong and Courageous.
Have I not commanded you? Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. Be strong and courageous.
Oh, for the Lord your God is with you. Oh, for the Lord your God is with you.
Frightened and do not be dismayed. Be strong and courageous.
Wherever you go, wherever you go, go, go. Wherever you go, wherever you go, wherever you go, go, go. Wherever you go,
be strong and courageous.
Be strong and courageous.
Be strong and courageous.
Be strong.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of our program. I pray that we were a blessing to you this morning. We will now have the closing prayer by Kiana Squires and closing remarks by Auntie Claire.
Dear Lord, we thank you for the children here today and all the children who participated in the Because He Lives broadcast. Lord, you knew we would have been a little nervous, but you calmed all our fears. We pray that everyone was blessed as they listened to the programs. Dear Lord, continue to use us to bring honor and glory to your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. As we come to the end of this program, I wish to say thanks to our chairperson, Micah Small, and to all the children who presented today. We are glad that we were able to share this service with you this morning, the last in the series of services by the Sunday School Departments of the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District as we celebrated Child Month. We thank all the children who participated in these services and all those persons who assisted in the presentations. Thanks also to the listeners who took time out to share with our children during the month. Special thanks to the Church of the Nazarene and Federal Motor Spares, located in Bank Hall, St. Michael, for faithfully sponsoring this broadcast. We pray God's continued blessings and favor on you and your business. Join us again next week for another program of Because He Lives.
To be of good courage, cause we represent in Christ's likeness and image. Once God be for us, then throw away the enemy like garbage. This battle is not ours, but it's the Lord's. Remember David, he was a little youth man. When he heard Goliath come to cause a war upon the land, he said, so let me go down to fight a jokey man. We see to defy the children of the Almighty One. So David grabbed him staff, him sling some stone and went in courage. When Goliath see the man, he cursed and talk his garbage. He say, you think I am a dog? Come to me with sticks and stone. But he did not know he was not fighting David alone. Be strong, hey. And I said to be of good courage, cause we representing Christ likeness and image. Once God be for us, then show the enemy like garbage. This battle is not ours, but it's the Lord's. Be strong, hey. And I said to be of good courage, cause we representing Christ likeness and image. Once God be for us, then show the enemy like garbage. The battle is not ours, but it's the Lord's. David say, come to me with your shield and your sword. Don't study my sticks and stone, just know this battle is the Lord. I come in the name of Jesus Christ, my deliverer and my Lord. Not to disrespect the Almighty God. He said, I'll smite you, kill you, and cut off your head. Feed the cubs to the beast, to the field, and to the fowl of the air. Because I don't take disrespect from no giant from hell. Let the whole earth know that there's a God in Israel. If it take one swing, two swing, three swing, four, and a blood to blow, me ball go like up on the floor. David removed the man head like he was completing a chore. And God's people, them rejoice in our uproar. Them say, be strong, hey, yeah. To be of good courage, cause we representing Christ likeness and image. Once God be for us, then show the enemy like God. The battle is not ours, but it's the Lord's. Be strong,
be strong.
And I say to be of good courage, cause we representing Christ likeness and image. Once God be for us, then show the enemy like God. The battle is not ours, but it's the Lord's. Remember, in Christ you are a new creature. With the Holy Spirit, you're more than a conqueror. Don't fret no devil, boy, don't fret no demon power. Stand firm in your trial and show good character. You got to have your word, you got to fight with prayer. Have a sound mind and do not succumb to fear. Whether he comes from the front or he comes from the back, don't be caught by surprise and taken with a heart attack.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll trust in my God, cause him never ever fail me yet. David now break a sweat him heart though,
because he knew who his God was.
He knew
who was in control. Cause the blood of Jesus flowing in his mind, flowing in the heart and flowing in his soul. The word of God in his spirit, flowing in his flesh and his bones. Angels all around him, from the crown of the man head right down and even to his toes.
Say, Goliath of God, who do you think thou art? The Lord I serve won't tear you apart. When Goliath hear them words, I say that fear grip him hard. And that when the panic is start, maybe Goliath had gone.
Because he knew he was not fighting a boy. He knew he was fighting a king. He knew it was not time for playing, was not time for smiling, but it was a time for fighting. Hey, it's just all around the little king. David was a man with his sling, watching a Goliath, writing on the eye, and said, this is time for fighting.
David take one swing, two swing, three swing, four. Red toy blood, me ball Goliath on the floor. Red toy blow, me ball Goliath on the floor. Red toy blow, me ball Goliath.
David removed the man head like he was completing a chore. When I check Goliath, heart with him, heartbeat go, pour it go.
We gonna have a problem here.
Because the man done dead, 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 dead. The man done dead, 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 dead. The man done dead, 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 dead. Boy, hear this, eh?
Trust in God, he is the true champion. He never lose a battle since for the resurrection. Once God be for you, against you shall come no one. Cause this is not a time for no sissy Christian. Trust in